7 protesters were arrested in Phoenix last night after federal immigration officials detained a woman living illegally in the U.S. since 1996. Now, like thousands of others, Guadalupe Garcia de Reyes had been allowed to stay in the U.S. under recent Obama administration policies as long as she checked in with federal agents every 6 months. She was doing that yesterday when she was detained. Carlos Garcia heads the immigrant advocacy group Puente Arizona, which organized the protest.
We are in a new era. If people thought that Trump was just making things up, this is action. And I think it's important for everyone listening, whether it's elected officials or the people on the streets, that they need to take this serious and pick a side. You're either with Trump or you're with these families that are being separated.
Jimmy Jenkins is a reporter with Here and Now contributor KJZZ. Jimmy, hundreds of protesters there last night trying to block this vehicle that was transporting Guadalupe Garcia de Reyes. And some of the protesters, we understand, were her family members, including her two teens?
That's true. They were there as she went in earlier in the day. And then later in the evening, after she'd been detained for 9, 10, 11 hours, protesters had surrounded the ICE facility, had both exits covered, and swarmed the van. They all laid hands on the van. Some of them were pounding their hands on the van, on the hood of the van. But yes, her children were able to speak to her. She looked out at them through a caged window in the detention van. And this all played out for, more than an hour.
Well, Garcia de Reyes did come to the U.S. illegally when she was 14. She was arrested in 2008 after her workplace was raided there in Phoenix and convicted for using a false Social Security number. Some would say she had to have that security number to have a job. Others would say that's flat out fraud. Talk to us about this Obama administration policy. We know the Obama administration was deporting more people than any in past administrations, but had set up this policy to allow certain people to check in. Tell us more.
Yeah, it was a policy that was targeting more serious crimes, violent offenders. This woman had pled guilty to a low-level felony, the lowest-level felony, criminal impersonation. So she was clearly not seen as a threat. And like you said, Robin, she'd been checking in every 6 months, was living a very stable life, and was checking in with authorities. It's important to note, though, that she was originally rounded up in one of these workplace raids conducted by former Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Arpaio is now facing criminal contempt of court charges for conducting those raids and the activities that came after them. So not only are we seeing a large shift federally, but we're seeing a different way that the local police force enforces these things here.
Well, President Trump signed that executive order last month telling immigration officials to ramp up deportations of anyone convicted or charged with a crime. Look, what's the sentiment there? Obviously, there were protesters, but are there also people who feel using a Social Security number falsely is a crime and she should go?
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of people that say, hey, this is a person, though, even though it was a low-level offense, she'd been breaking the law for 21 years. Donald Trump did well here, and a lot of his supporters were very supportive of his tough stance on immigration. But the people I talked to, they would always bring up the violent undocumented immigrant. They were concerned about violent crimes, and I don't think that this woman would fit that definition.
Yeah, and there's a new image now of her face through a grill, a cage in a van. KJZZ reporter Jimmy Jenkins, thank you.
My pleasure, Robin. Thank you.